I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft. I work with software companies in Oregon, Washington, Utah, Colorado, and here with Akshay. Akshay is a product manager for Quark Publishing System. Akshay, tell me a little bit about your product.
Quark Publishing System is a cross-media platform for publishers to publish dynamically and use collaboration. We work with a lot of publishers, starting from traditional publishers, newspapers and magazines, and also enterprise publishers, so that they can publish their collateral quickly and effectively. Quark Publishing System involves various actors across the organization, starting from a content contributor, layout designers, web designers, and so on and so forth. So as you see, it cuts across organizations. The key element is that how can they work together effectively and create content that is relevant to the customers they're trying to serve.
Yeah, which brings us to why you used SharePoint services. Why would you use SharePoint?
SharePoint was a perfect match because what I described before, that there is a lot of collaboration that is needed. And SharePoint is a collaboration platform that helped us leverage the SharePoint's capabilities to bring all these various actors together. We looked at various other systems, and we have worked with various other systems earlier too. One of the challenges is that in a creative department is always segregated from your enterprise. But SharePoint allows everybody to work together, and that's a key element, because the creative department can now work with the same SharePoint as all other people in the enterprise are. The another important thing on choosing SharePoint was SharePoint 2010. SharePoint 2010 brought in great features for handling digital media assets and also large file sizes. Those two are very critical in any kind of publishing environment, and hence was one of the big factors that we chose SharePoint 2010 specifically to be our platform.
So how about a demo?
Great, let's get into it. So what you see here is a standard SharePoint 2010. What we've done is we've added a lot of publishing functionalities right within the SharePoint 20 user interface. If I'm a production manager who wants to view all the creative assets that are being stored within SharePoint, you notice here that I can see thumbnails of all these assets, including Quark Express layouts. I can see the page numbers that are being worked on. These are real-time thumbnails that are coming from designers actually working on the system. I can not only see that, but I can also bring the context menu of the SharePoint, which you notice that we have added quite a bit of functionality within that. I'm going to click on preview, which is going to allow me to see this Quark Express layout in a much bigger way. You can go across pages from here. You can even zoom in up till 500% to go in the details of the layout and see the text and typography information that is putting in here. Please note that this is a native Quark Express layout being viewed and previewed right from SharePoint itself.
That rocks.
I, as a user, can also get a PDF version of this file by simply clicking on Get as PDF option, which generates a PDF real-time using Quark Express server at the back. So you notice here, this is a PDF that is created real-time from the same layout that we just saw. So you see, right from seeing a thumbnail to generating a PDF automatically is all possible through the SharePoint user interface. So the second aspect that I want to show is regarding automation, on how we can automate a lot of these things right within SharePoint itself. This document is a XML file which has been written using Quark XML Author, which is a Microsoft Word plugin. I'm going to take this XML file and do edit properties for this. When I'm doing this, I'm trying to trigger automation right from SharePoint itself. You see that I have multiple checkboxes here, and I'm going to say I want to publish this to mobile, to print, and to web. So I can do multi-channel publishing right from interface of SharePoint itself. When I do this, the system at the back is generating multiple renditions for the output. One of the renditions is a Coq Express layout, which is being built using a template, which is also available here in the SharePoint itself. If I were to show you this template as a preview, you'll notice that this is a blank Coq Express template where there is no text. There is only some kind of masthead on top of it. This is a white paper that I want to automate in this scenario. Now you notice there is a new file that has come in into the same doc library, and this is a Coq Express layout. Again, I'm going to go to preview this layout, and you notice that I took that content which was regarding how can I do bulk tagging and reclassify SharePoint content, and it created me a layout using that. I've taken the same content and I said publish this to my website. I have my website running using a web server, and you notice that I got a new content here which is exactly the same content available for my users to see, including the images which had been transformed into web optimized formats. The third output that I wanted to show you was going into a mobile phone. I have a mobile application here running on iPhone with my news feeds coming in. As soon as I published that from the SharePoint, the same content is available on a mobile phone. When I click on it, you see the same image reformatted to match to this mobile device output. When I click on the link, it redirects me to the website, which was also updated in the real time. So you see how a user can create cross-media output right from the SharePoint user interface itself.
Akshay, tell me a little bit about what your development team learned and what the experience was that you had in building on SharePoint.
SharePoint is a very vast platform. There is a lot of information available online and via MSDN. The most of our time was spent actually filtering out the information that was relevant to us. The integration that we were trying to do was very unique. It is not a standard system integration that you do where you build a template. This was a more of a horizontal integration, and it was hard to find what information actually pertains to us. Mm-hmm. So most of our time was spent in actually filtering that information. But once we got that, it was pretty easy to understand that, because from a development perspective, it requires the same skill sets that our developers already had, which is standard Microsoft skill sets.
Akshay, with that information, what would you advise somebody who is getting started doing SharePoint development?
Our integration was very unique. We were not developing a standard integration. But what I would like to advise people is that spend time in your design, do more of reading, understand in depth what SharePoint offers. Mm-hmm. The choices are enormous. See, you really need to take a conscious design decision in terms of what aspects of SharePoint you really want to use. Mm-hmm. Once you've done that, then get deeper into the integration and go for that.
Cool. Thanks for your help today. It's good to see you. This is Bruce. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.